In a world where everyone is trying to figure out who they are, what if I told you your true identity is found in being holy? We weren't created to blend in or to conform, but we were made to reflect the image of God. I'm Victoria Griffin. Welcome to the Unstoppable Women Podcast. So originally, this devotion that I'm going to be sharing with you was prepared for Bible Training Institute, but you know what? As I read and studied this devotion, I thought this is something that our listeners need, and all of us, you know, when we're striving to be unstoppable women, we need to learn about measuring up to holiness. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I want to read to you 1 Peter 1, 15 through 16, and it says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." Some people might think of holiness as a list of do's and don'ts, but what holiness is actually is a path to true joy. And that joy is a joy that doesn't depend upon your circumstances, but it's on living in alignment with God's purpose for our lives. Holiness isn't just about what to avoid, but the joy that can be obtained when we live a life that is set apart for Him. And yes, holiness is about abstaining from sin, but it's also about living a life according to God's plan in a way that changes us. Isaiah wrote about a highway called the highway of holiness that is reserved for everyone who is a righteous traveler. Isaiah talked about it in Isaiah 35 and 8. "And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein." The highway of holiness is reserved for the righteous. It is a place where the Bible says the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. This scripture goes on to say, "Those who walk on the highway of holiness shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Why wouldn't everyone want to walk a pathway that leads you to everlasting joy and gladness? All the redeemed of the Lord walking a highway, rejoicing and singing with sorrow and sighing fleeing away. I mean, just thinking how beautiful that is for all of us to be rejoicing together as we walk with each other on this highway of holiness. This is a joyful highway. There is no sorrow, and those who are sighing because of sadness or because of weariness, it says the sighing will flee away as you keep walking on this holy highway of God. And it matters which road you travel if you're going to be a part of those going up in the rapture. The roadmap has been given that leads to the highway of holiness, and it's called the Word of God. Isaiah said in Isaiah 40 and 3, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." The Bible tells us the direction this highway goes in. It doesn't go right and it doesn't veer to the left, but this highway is a straight pathway and it's the highway of God. There are no deviations to the left or to the right, for God made the way when he sent his only begotten Son. This highway has not changed. It was the same highway that was taken by Abraham, the same highway that was traveled upon by the Apostle Paul, and many men who loved the Lord and received their reward. You and I are still walking, step by step, the same pathway that took them to heaven. And it is the straight way of holiness that is aligned with Christ and the Word of God. There's a plumb line that makes sure this highway is headed straight towards heaven. And some may ask the question, can I even live this life of holiness? But Christ provided the way of holiness, enabling us to live a life free from sin. For even as he is holy, we are commanded to also be ye holy. The traveler on this highway of holiness has some distinct attributes. He lives a life that is holy, sanctified, cleansed, and free from sin. Sanctification puts his feet on the highway to holiness, for he is completely free from the seed of sin. Sanctification plants his feet firmly on this straight path. This second definite work of grace makes it possible to live a life free from sin, for it cleanses the heart and eradicates the Adamic nature. 2 Timothy 2:21 says, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." On this straight highway of holiness, the traveler is not halfway holy, but he is 100% holy from his head to his feet, from the inside to the outside, the whole body. Sanctification does its job 100%. The traveler follows 1 Thessalonians 5:22 and abstains from all appearance of evil. His life is aligned with God's word. His life bears the fruit of the Spirit. His life is free from things like the lust of the flesh, from hatred and lying, malice, jealousy, and anything that is unclean. For no one can walk on the highway of holiness but the pure in heart. And a Christ-like heart is seen by others who are viewing the traveler from the outside because holiness is visible. And others will take notice when you are rejoicing in the blessings and faithfulness of our Lord. You know, we talked about how that scripture says we're walking on the highway rejoicing. Our sorrows are going to flee away. So others will notice as you're upbeat and you're happy, you know, even in the midst of the problems and the troubles of life that can so often get us down. But when you are, you know, firmly committed to Christ and you have the nevertheless attitude that Paul wrote about, you will reach the final destination. For this highway leads to one place, and one place only, and that is eternal life with Christ. Keep walking on this glorious highway of holiness, and let's be unstoppable as we walk together on this highway of holiness.